T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, hello friends, welcome, good to be with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's a really nice day out there. Nonetheless, I'm so habituated to wearing my winter coat, I wore it again today into work. What's wrong with me? Oh, where do we begin? Anyway, Pasquale Maggiore, Jimmy Love behind the glass, and they have to work with me, which is highly unfortunate. So, for them, not for me. But we have so many places we're going to go today. Big story is breaking right now. Now, consider the ramifications of this. The CDC is going to say that we don't have to wear masks if we are fully vaccinated. The CDC is going to say we do not have to wear masks inside if we are fully vaccinated. Therefore, the taste of buffalo rules have just become absolutely idiotic. If you are vaccinated, you should not have to wear a mask outside if you don't have to wear a mask inside. Everything we talked about the other day about the sports, the outside sports and baseball and football, everything Andrew Cuomo talked about yesterday now, in my opinion, becomes invalid. Because let's follow the science, ladies and gentlemen. If the CDC says fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks inside, what in the good name of Satan would we have to wear them outside for? What possible reason could there be? So if the CDC actually comes out and does this, I will be happy. I will be even happier if the local politicians come out and say, yeah, you know what? Bowerly is right. If you can wear masks inside, if you don't have to wear masks inside, if you're fully vaccinated, there's no good reason we can give people that they have to wear them outside if they're vaccinated. Doesn't make any sense. And as I have been telling you, the people, look, if you didn't want the vaccine, and I've got a lot of people in my life that I'm close to who don't want the vaccine. Mrs. Nerd does not want the vaccine. My ex-wife does not want the vaccine. My children do not want the vaccine. They've made decisions, okay? They're adults, competent adults, well, in some cases. They have made decisions. And then the second decision you make as somebody who didn't get vaccinated is, well, do I want to go out and expose myself to the public? Do I want to do that? And before you do that, you have to consider something. You have to consider not only the number of people who have been vaccinated, you have to consider the number of people who have natural immunity because they had COVID-19. And I'm sorry, I am not a doctor, but the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they see no reason why, if you have had the COVID-19 virus and have natural immunity, why you would want to subject your body to an experimental drug that has not been approved for anything but emergency use authorization. And again, I repeat that if something is, you know, forgive my repetition here, but it has to be said, okay? it has to be said that among older people with a lot of comorbidities, typically, 3.8 comorbidities, all right, there was an emergency of sorts, even though, ladies and gentlemen, even the most at-risk COVID patients had a 98.5% chance of survival. A 98.5% chance of survival, even in the most vulnerable group. I know that number by heart because I'm in the most vulnerable group. Not because of age, but because of, the fact that my body has let me down and my genetics suck. I mean, it's really that simple. So anyway, if the CDC is going to tell us today that you don't have to wear a mask inside if you are vaccinated, then Andrew Cuomo and Mark Poloncarz and Gail Burstein have some splaining to do about why in the good name of anybody you would need to wear a mask outside. At the Taste of Buffalo, at a football game, at a baseball game, or anywhere else. It makes no sense. And here's the beauty of it. Those of you who have spent the last year absolutely petrified of COVID-19. You know, my mother knows people in her age cohort who haven't left the house. They literally have been in solitary confinement because of COVID-19. Their kids have been dropping off groceries because of COVID-19. If you are in that group that is ultra phobic of COVID-19, there's nothing that says you can't wear a mask if that makes you feel any better. But may I suggest, as a non-doctor, if you are that hung up on COVID-19, get yourself an N95 mask and find somebody who knows what they're doing to properly fit it and show you how often and how to change the filters in your N95 mask, because that's the one that really works. Now, look, I'm fully vaccinated. I had a business meeting this morning with two gentlemen from a company. And I walked outside, no mask. The two dudes I was talking to, no mask. We shook hands, no mask. I didn't ask them if they were vaccinated. Why would I not ask them if they were vaccinated? Why would I not do that? Because I'm fully vaccinated. It's been more than 2 weeks since Moderna shot number two, which made my feet swell up to look like a rhino. I don't mean Republican in name only. I mean like a rhino, rhinoceros. I can't figure out if it's African or Indian because there are two different kinds of rhinos, but we'll ponder that for a different day. So anyway, there's something that concerns me, though. And this is a phenomenon about which we've been reading more and more. It's about people, and I feel bad. You know, when I started doing this way back in 1919, when I started doing this, I remember doing a show with a psychiatrist about agoraphobia, fear of the marketplace, and people who literally do not leave their houses. And unfortunately, one of the side effects of the COVID pandemic has been we are going to have, by habit, by inclination, and through fear, an entirely new crop of people who are illogically agoraphobic. Of course, any phobia is irrational. Phobia is a fear of something you ought not to be afraid of. I mean, it's not a phobia to say, hey, I've got a brown recluse spider living in my house. I need to get rid of it. That's not a phobia. That's a logical thing. You know, it is. There's a black widow. I like spiders as much as the next person, but I ain't going to go anywhere near a black widow. No. And no, that's not racist. It's the name of a spider. So there are a lot of people who, despite being fully vaccinated, are afraid to rejoin the world of the living. The only thing I'm afraid of is that more people will find out just how fat I have become during COVID, which is highly unfortunate. I'm working on it. And I also figured out today the insomnia issue I've been going through. You guys will get a kick out of this. Yeah, you want to hear the answer? It was diagnosed by Mrs. Dr. too much booze late at night. Well, unless I want to start drinking in the morning. But the fact is, I do not drink to get drunk. And most of you, well, I don't think, you know, all right. I've only been drunk in public once that I remember. Okay, it was highly embarrassing, like ambulance and the whole nine yards. And you know that story. But I don't drink a lot. But when I drink before bed. I don't mean I go home and I swig out of a bottle. I don't mean that. I mean I go out with friends and we're socializing and all that stuff. So one of the side effects of alcohol that I did not realize is that while it may help you initially fall asleep, it also can give you insomnia. And that was a revelation to me. I did not know that. So I will be changing my habits accordingly vis-a-vis drinking. And it's not, you know, this is not, my name is Tom and I'm an alcoholic, because I'm not, and I'm not even in denial over it. But it's just that when I drink, I tend to drink at night. And apparently I should have no more than two a night. That apparently is my sleeping limit. So I've been blaming the cat, and in some cases, that's true. It's like blaming the dog when a foul odor goes through the room. But the cat, in some cases, and this did happen last night, does meow me awake. But the biggest culprit, I'm only mentioning this in case you're going through the same thing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, alcohol sales, last I checked, since the beginning of the pandemic, up 33%. Yes, 33% increase in alcohol sales in the United States. All right? So I cannot be the only one thinking, okay, why do I keep waking up every hour or every half hour? Why? What's going on? What has changed? And what may have changed in your life is you're drinking more. For whatever reason, you're drinking more. And it doesn't even mean that you've got a booze problem. It's just your own individual body's reaction to things. And apparently, my body decides that if I have anything alcoholic to drink, it's going to play havoc with my sleep. So that problem has been solved. Yay! So, club soda is just as good as anything else. I always feel cheap ordering a club soda when I'm out. You know, everybody orders these really expensive drinks, and I'll be the guy saying, can I have a club soda, please? Yeah, that's going to suck. So anyway, the CDC now says that fully vaccinated people can go without a mask. Fully vaccinated people can go without a mask. Oh, and here's Dr. Fauci on Fox News, and I'm sure other channels as well. CDC, fully vaccinated, can go without a mask. Now, I want to keep this open today for some general. I tried doing this the other day, but we got sidetracked by something else. I don't remember what, because I'm always looking forward. The biggest issue you have with COVID regulations is what? What is your biggest issue? And right now, today, as we speak, it is a game changer. Fully vaccinated people can go without a mask. Now, I don't have the volume on. I'm simply looking at a graph right now of the coronavirus phylogenetic tree, which I wouldn't understand, even if I can pronounce it, human coronaviruses. But fully vaccinated people can go without a mask. So being fully vaccinated, how are you going to know? And do you get, as we think about your coronavirus bitches, I don't like saying pet peeves. It sounds too 1950s to me. And I wasn't alive in the 1950s, for the record. But I wasn't even conceived in the 1950s. Thank you. Your biggest bugaboo? No, that's just, I hate that word. Your biggest complaint about coronavirus and the restrictions. And I will tell you right now, since fully vaccinated people can go without a mask, everything Cuomo has been saying about, we're going to let you attend a game, but you must wear a mask. Everything Poland Cars has been saying about mandatory masking must go right out the window. And New York State, I hope, is going to get with the program. There's no reason, if I can be inside without a mask, according to the CDC, and Pasquale, that's what they're saying, right? Because I don't have the volume up. Inside, outside, fully vaccinated people don't need a mask, right? That's all right, because you're hearing it. I'm not hearing it. I'm just trying to read lips. There's no reason I can't walk into where I'm going tonight without a mask on, without worrying about the Erie County Department of Health sending a spy out to find the restaurant I happen to be planning on attending. All of these rules, again, if we're going to follow the science, if we're going to listen to the CDC, because they've been right all the time, if we're going to follow the CDC and follow the science, every restaurant should now take down that sign that says you must wear a mask. Should take it down. My opinion, talk to your lawyer first. You might wish to have a sign that says fully vaccinated people don't need a mask. But how are you going to prove that somebody is fully vaccinated? And are you offended when somebody asks you if you are vaccinated? Now, getting back to my meeting today with the two fellas from a certain major company, we did not wear masks. As I told you, we shook hands, and neither of us, none of us said, are you vaccinated? Did you get the jab? Did you get the shot? We just conducted business as normal. And the reason I didn't bring it up is I've got nothing about which to worry. I'm fully vaccinated. If the vaccine works, then I got nothing to worry about, even if they're not vaccinated. If I do get COVID, it'll be a mild case if the vaccine works. That's the whole point of getting the vaccine. So, breaking news. I want your thoughts on this. I mean, how many of you have just stopped wearing the mask anyway? The only reason I have worn a mask over the past few days, in fact, the only reason I've worn a mask, period, is so I don't jam up restaurant owners out of respect to those people, because I know a lot of them. And if you saw my stomach, you'd understand I really do know a lot of them. I'm just saying. So I got to tell you, the Erie County Department of Health and New York State need to spread the word. No more fining restaurants if people aren't wearing masks. And for two reasons. Number one, the fully vaccinated people have nothing to worry about. All right? First and foremost, nothing to worry about. Fully vaccinated people. Number two, people who aren't fully vaccinated, they're grown-ups and they've made a decision as to what is best for them. So I would like your thoughts on the new guidance, which I must tell you should have been issued months ago, that you don't need a mask. 803-0930. Do you know anybody whose personality has changed so much during coronavirus that even though they are fully vaccinated, they simply do not wish to leave the home? I just want to remind you of something. Life is not a dress rehearsal, okay? This is not a run-through. You have one shot at your life, okay? And you got to make it count, and you got to live it to the best of your ability. If you start, the minute you give up is the minute you give up, all right? There's a lot you can do in your life. Being miserable, sitting around your house in dreaded fear of a virus for which you've been vaccinated is utterly irrational. So I'd like your thoughts on it. This is breaking as we speak. I don't know if we should be carrying this live or not, but we'll have, I guess, highlights on the news.
Puckett will have it at the bottom of the hour.
Puckett will have all, yeah, I figured Tom Puckett will have it at the bottom of the hour. Tom Puckett is a machine, by the way. For those of you who don't know, Tom Puckett is probably the second most productive person here. And I am not the first most productive person here, I hate to say. All right, I'm sorry. I amuse myself often. Yeah, ever since Rosanna called into the show yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, I think I've listened to this song about 20 times, and no male human being should ever be allowed to hit those notes. You know what? There's like two... Okay, I'm thinking about the vocalist in Buffalo. Mark Valentino can probably pull it off. Tom Bender may be able to pull it off. McGuire, I don't know. He's with Back to the Bars. I sat with the bass guy from Back to the Bars last night seeing Hot Daddy Rocks, a band with Davey G and Tom and Shane and Gibby and Mr. Bender himself. I wish they would have more gigs. I really do, because they're really highly entertaining with a great set list. All right, I'm sorry. I'm a squirrel. Anyway, the CDC now says if you're fully vaccinated, you can go without a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, if you can go without a mask, why would we need to wear one at the Taste of Buffalo if we're fully vaccinated? Now, question number two, how will you prove you are fully vaccinated? Will they be sending people out to say, Deine Papiere bitte, your papers please? Will they do that? Okay, you native German speakers, was the accent okay on that? Deine Papiere bitte. Is that okay? I just want to know how bad the accent is. How is this going to change your life? And are you ever going to get back into the mainstream and the main swing of thing? I know people who are fully vaccinated who still don't want to leave the house. That's not healthy. Let's go to some calls on WBEN, guys, and enough of what I have to say. Let's listen to what I have to say. Now, here's Jim in West Seneca. Jim, you're on WBEN. Howdy.
Hi. I just wanted to say it's ironic that this came up because the other day I went into a store and they threw me out because I didn't have a mask on. But I've been inoculated, and, you know, I can't pass on COVID, and I can't get it. And if they wanted to see my cell phone, I took a picture of that little card that they give you after you've had both vaccinations. I could show them that, but they just threw me out of the store.
Really? Well, don't shop there again.
I won't.
Yeah, I mean, no point. I mean, and this raises, Pasquale, did they talk about that at all? How the vaccinated are supposed to prove they've been vaccinated? I know you don't like coming on the air, but you don't have a choice, Pasquale. I'm going to force you to publicly speak.
Not that I'm aware. I have Fox News on in the background, but I really been able to like monitor it that closely.
Because you've been mesmerized by the brilliance of me.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So, Jim, you... Pasquale. He's unflappable, folks. All right, so anyway, you got thrown out of a place. You showed him the picture of your vaccination card, and it wasn't good enough.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, I would go back there today, actually, and say, hey, who's smiling now? You going to miss my business?
Yeah, well, you know, it was four or five times a year I went to that place. They won't see me anymore.
Well, I don't know what kind of business it is, but, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
That's right.
And some of them are angler fish, which I'm obsessed with lately. Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it. They have tentacles and teeth, and they actually angle for other fish. They are so cool. I want one as a pet. Probably illegal. Let's go to Tony in Lancaster. Tony, CDC says you don't need a mask if you're vaccinated. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Really good point. I have a few good points to make, if I may. First of all, in March 15th of 2020, I celebrated 1 year anniversary with my previous girlfriend who lives with her three teenagers. I live by myself in Lancaster. So 3 days later, 4 days later, they instituted the New York State lockdown. I told her, we're going to have to stay away from each other until we figure out what's going on here because she lives with her three teenage kids. I live alone, and I have four comorbidities that they said that if you catch COVID, you're definitely going to be in rough shape. So right away, I became fearful and anxious about being around her because she has three children she lives with. And like I said, I live alone. So that didn't end well. 6 months after that, she is like, I can't take it anymore. I can't wait for you. I can't wait for you to get a vaccine. I'm out of here. And we broke up. So
yeah,
she said I was her soulmate. So if she couldn't wait 6 months, you know, or a year. It would have turned out to be a year, over a year. I just got the vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, second shot.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, this is a very old expression, but if you truly love someone, you have to let them go. And if it wasn't meant to be, you stalk them until you get an oxygen special about you.
Well, it wasn't meant to be, but she's living with another guy, and she says the guy she's with now is her soulmate. So she told me I was her soulmate, too, but that wasn't the reason why I called. The reason why I called is I placed myself in a basically in a self-confinement from when they started the lockdown until just recently, and I feel a little more comfortable going out. I still wear a mask when I go into the grocery stores, but I don't have the anxiety and the rapid heart rate, the tachycardia that I was having.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's, you know, I'm concerned about you because even with all of my comorbidities, dude, I lead the league in comorbidities. I could list them all, but it would take the rest of the show. I never was that paranoid about it. I always said I take common sense precautions. I wash my hands a lot. I try to stay away from people, and I hang out with people that I've been hanging out with for the duration, some of whom got COVID, and when they got COVID, they let us know, and they backed off.
Okay. Well, I think I got you beat as far as, I don't know what you have, but I'm not embarrassed to say what I have. I have diabetes. I have AFib, high blood pressure, and a couple other things.
Yeah, I still beat the hell out of you. Sorry. Let's play the game. Who's sicker? Tony, I wish you the best. You are vaccinated.
Yeah, I am vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and I was just going to say that I feel more comfortable going out, but I went to my doctor's the other day, Monday, for a one-year annual checkup because I haven't been there since before the pandemic. She gave me a checkup, and the nurse that came in to question me about, you know, stuff before she came in, he asked me a number of questions, and I made the mistake of asking him, are you fully vaccinated? And he said to me, no, I got COVID in December, so I haven't gotten a vaccine yet. And here it is May. He had it in December. I've been totally paranoid about being around anyone.
Oh, don't.
I had a mask on, but as soon as he said that, my blood pressure went through the roof. Doctor came in, put the cuff on, took my blood pressure. It was like 180 over 130. After he told me that, because it scared the hell out of me.
Okay, and it shouldn't, okay? Because chances and probabilities are excellent that nurse with whom you spoke has natural immunity already from having had the COVID. You know, one of my very dear friends, he had COVID, and he just got his second shot the other day, and it knocked the hell out of him. But I, you need to get back into the swing of life. Listen to this show, okay? This show has been, I think, a lifeline of sanity for many people during insane, tumultuous times of many vicissitudes. The hell did I just say?
CDC website right now on my phone while I'm talking to you, Tom. And this is a point no one's brought up on any show. I listen to all your shows on DN, and there's things called breakthrough vaccine infections, and the CDC has listed a number of 9,245 people have gotten infected with COVID-19, even though they've been fully vaccinated.
You are correct, and people have actually gotten COVID twice. It happens. There's statistical outliers. Look, let me just offer you something, okay?
Okay.
Dude, I don't know if you're spiritual, religious, or whatever, but let me just offer you an idea. All right? Here's my idea. You know nobody makes it out of here alive, right?
Right. Everybody's going to die.
You know that when it's your time, it's your time.
Right.
You know you're speaking to somebody who should have died in December of 2017. Are you aware of that?
Right.
Okay. Statistically, there was a 99% plus chance I should have died. I didn't. It wasn't my time. The good Lord will come to you when he's ready for you, Tony. And in the meantime, it's not a dress rehearsal. Don't let your blood pressure go through the roof. And you know what? You might talk with your doctor. I'm not a physician, but you might talk to your doctor about maybe Xanax or maybe Valium just to get you through the rough spot.
I'm better now. I didn't request any lorazepam or anything like that when I spoke to her on Monday. I'm fine. I don't have those anxious episodes that I've been having prior to being vaccinated.
Now, well, if you do decide to get Xanax and you don't want them, you can drop them off here. All right, I'm glad you called, Tony. Thank you very much. All right, he's breaking my heart, man. He's breaking my heart because, with all respect, I love this. I love that caller. And I love his honesty. I love his passion. But that was exactly what I didn't want to happen to me during COVID. And I told you a million times, I am very vulnerable to COVID. But I have decided that my mental health, my mental well-being, seeing my friends, going out and living life was far more important to me than the risk of getting COVID. All right? I mean, I think, you know, David is probably, David faced death a hell of a lot more times than I did. I mean, I faced it a few times, but, you know, I mean, David was in combat. You know, I was in combat with myself and a Widowmaker heart attack that I shouldn't have survived. I mean, I am amazed to this day. Every day I wake up, I'm like, hey, I'm still here. It's pretty cool. All right, let's go to Deborah in Williamsville. Deborah, welcome. You're on WBEN. The CDC now says if you are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you can resume activities without wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart. And this is the part I don't like, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws. I'm sorry, does the science not apply equally in all 50 states and territories?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi there. I just want you to be aware of a situation so people can understand that no vaccine is 100% safe. We know of a family. One parent got the Pfizer vaccine. The other parent got the Moderna vaccine, and they were 2 weeks covered past 2 weeks. One of their children brought COVID home, and the whole family got COVID. Now, one of the parents and some of the children got mild symptoms, but the other parent, pretty sick and still doesn't fully have their senses of smell and taste. So, no, that person's not going to die, but just for people to be aware that children can be spreading it and have no symptoms.
Well, I mean, we'll never know exactly how they got the COVID. But look, the vaccine, 95% effective doesn't mean 100% effective. And unfortunately, I mean, what that means is that for every 100 people who are vaccinated, 5 do not have the protection they think they have.
Happened to their family. So just so people know, yes.
But how does this, Deborah, how does this affect how you live your life?
It's not. We need to get out. We can't, just like what you said, you can't lock yourself away. It's important for your mental health and to see people. But we are more careful with people that aren't vaccinated at all.
But if you're vaccinated, why, I mean, can't you chill out a little bit?
Yeah, we are trying. But now that the weather's better, we're going to be seeing people outside. So I just want, you know, people to be aware that there is that 5% chance that it could still happen, so they don't think it's, like you said, 95%.
And also, by the way, something it's important to point out, that even having the vaccine, if you do get COVID, the symptoms, no matter how severe, are less than they would have been had you not been vaccinated. That source is a local doctor who has not been on my show lately. I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. The CDC now says you don't need a mask if you've been vaccinated, inside or outside. But what and you don't have to stay 6 feet apart. But what I don't understand is this little asterisk, except where required by federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws. So let me just get this right. We're basing this on science, but we're going to leave it up to governors to determine whether or not the science is applicable in their state, territory, or tribe. Color me confused on that one, because it doesn't make sense. The science is either universally valid or it is not. It's science. Science is replicatable. Let's go back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, I'm hearing from a lot of people who have had personality changes and who don't even want to go out even if they've been vaccinated. If that's you, I'd like to talk to you. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just an idiot with a microphone. But I've had a very eventful life. I've learned a lot. Here's Lori on WBEN in Wheatfield. Lori, welcome.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
This is Tatiana's mom, and I wanted to tell you two things. Number one, the number one cause of atrial fibrillation in your heart is lots of alcohol and light sleeping. So we promise me you'll get that checked out, will you?
Believe me, I've got hot and cold running doctors. But I'll just stop going through a bottle of Basil Hayden every night. That's all.
Nothing wrong with a little whiskey at night.
Well, actually, there is. It interferes with your sleep, so I need to adjust accordingly because I can't do this waking up every 30 minutes thing. And when I say drink, I'm talking like maybe three drinks. That's it.
Exactly. And then that messes with your sleep, and then that messes with your heart. Next thing you know, you stroke out. So it's not fun. Second of all, I, as you know, have a daughter who had a comorbidity who passed from COVID last year, and I'm over the moon excited that the CDC guidelines have changed, because I have been a homebody this whole time, and I'm a people person. Let me just speak for the 500,000 of us who've lost someone to COVID. We don't fear COVID. We are traumatized by COVID from what we have seen, what our loved ones have gone through. People in my COVID grief group are still posting double caskets of both their parents that died last week. It's still going on. It's still a reality. But I feel like with these new guidelines, we're moving forward and we're actually getting somewhere.
And as you know, your grief is going to be with you the rest of your life. And it's really interesting, too, because first of all, you're doing a blood drive in memory of Tatiana on June 24th, Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Sweeney Hose Company number 7. On Zimmerman Street in North Tonawanda, and we'll give that more publicity as the date gets closer. But Lori, during this whole thing, I've also talked with more parents who have lost children to suicide and drug overdoses than I have COVID. And the universal bond that you have as parents is you lost a child.
Right.
And that grief, it never goes away, ever.
That is true, because once they're gone, they're gone. They're gone forever, no matter what family member it is. My grief will be forever. My faith in Jesus Christ will be forever. He's got her until I can get there. He's taking care of her right now, and that gives me comfort. It's the missing her and how she died that messes with your brain. But as far as mental health goes, this couldn't be bigger news for me today, because those of us who have lost somebody to COVID just want the word COVID to be out of our vocabulary. We're reminded every day, every minute, every second about COVID, and we just want it to go away. So this is just wonderful news.
Well, I'm honored as always and delighted to speak with you, Lori. And for those who don't know, Tatiana Moore had a bad case of asthma as her precondition, and was awaiting a lung transplant at Cleveland Clinic when she succumbed to complications from COVID-19. And Lori Salvatore and a whole bunch of other people were very, very involved in getting the word out. Many of us tried to help as best we could with the situation. People don't know Lori. There's a family connection with friends that Lori and I have that's just too hard to get. It's too long to get into, but I'm grateful that you called. And one of the things that I would really like to see our black brothers and sisters really push organ donation within their community, because the closer a match you are, the better chance you have of giving somebody else a chance at life.
Absolutely. And we're all God's children, and we need to take care of each other. And I'm glad you brought that up, you know, to just to put the bug in people's ears about it.
Well, amen. I try my best. Lori, I will talk to you soon. I'm sure I'll see you soon, too.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, Lori. Lori Salvatore, and she raises a great point. Look, I'm ecstatic about this whole mask thing. And I do think, frankly, it's a little overdue. But a lot of people in the United States and around the world lost very dear people because of COVID. Most of those people were feeble elderly, but there were always statistical outliers, generally with preconditions, but sometimes nobody knows. It was just God's will. It was their time. And I know some people don't like to hear that, but I don't know. It's how I live my life. I think you change to some degree when you face your own mortality in a very serious way. It does change the way you look at things, and I do think you appreciate simpler things a little bit more. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Your reaction to the new CDC guidelines. If you've been vaccinated, no more mask is necessary, but there's an asterisk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.